WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
This is Anibon Basu with your Monday Morning Economic Report. A number of cities that have been associated with the hottest rental markets in America are now experiencing severe slowdowns in apartment market activity. As indicated by data from Zillow and as reported by Bloomberg, this is something that first began to be noticed in New York and Washington, D.C. 2 years ago. Then, rental activity began slowing in San Francisco about a year ago, and more recently in Seattle. Rents in Nashville and in Portland, Oregon have actually begun to decline. Tenants are gaining the upper hand in urban centers across America as new, amenity-rich apartment buildings constructed in response to large gains in market rental rates in prior years are induced to battle for tenants. Rents are softening the most on the high end and within city limits. What's more, landlords are increasingly losing customers to home ownership as millennials begin to migrate in larger numbers to affordable suburbs. U.S. apartment construction over the last several years has been at levels not observed since the 1980s. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Tuesday Morning Economic Report. You don't need an economist to tell you that hurricanes and other forms of violent weather interrupt lives and destroy wealth. But according to a number of economic studies, even massive hurricanes tend to leave little lasting imprint on the broader economy. As an example, last year's Hurricane Harvey flooded the nation's fourth largest city, Houston, destroying an estimated $125 billion of property in the process. But according to Moody's Analytics, the loss in actual economic activity translated into less than $9 billion, which hardly registers in a national economy that produces more than $19 trillion per annum. As indicated by writers Harriet Torrey and Sarah Cheney, the U.S. economy expanded at a healthy 2.8% rate during the quarter when Harvey hit Texas. That said, there was a slowdown in employment growth, but it lasted for a very short period. In September 2017, the U.S. economy added just 14,000 jobs, but then bounced back to add 271,000 jobs the following month. For WYPR and my esteemed producer, Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Wednesday Morning Economic Report. We have reached the middle of the work week. Some of us love our jobs and perhaps aren't that eager for the weekend. Others can't wait for Saturday. In any case, there is the concept of the dream job. What comes to mind is being a CEO of a technology company, a travel blogger, being a Formula One race car driver, or perhaps being one of those restaurant critics who are fawned over by world-class chefs. But there are many aspects of a dream job, including financial security. According to Bankrate.com, actuarial science, the formal term for the study of insurance, is ranked as the most valuable college major. Why? As indicated by writer Riley Griffin, actuarial science majors earn an average salary of about $109,000 and are less likely to incur the added expense of additional schooling and delayed earning potential. Fewer than one in four actuarial science majors pursue advanced degrees. Perhaps this is the new dream job, one that offers substantial income without the risk of debt or the pain of postponement. Other valuable majors include zoology, civil engineering, pharmacy, and molecular biology. For WYPR and my esteemed producer, Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Thursday Morning Economic Report. You've likely heard that substantial demand for workers coupled with low unemployment is finally translating into some meaningful nominal wage gains for workers. That's good news, but many remain frustrated knowing that they missed out on gains they had once anticipated. A study regarding the demographics of wealth from the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis indicates that while there have been gains in median incomes, some groups continue to lag. This is especially true among Caucasians without a college degree and among African Americans and Hispanics with one. As indicated by writer Patricia Cohen, the white working class, which once dominated the American workforce, has seen its income gains trail well behind those of white college graduates. In fewer than three decades, the white working class's share of total income fell from 45% to 27%. College graduates from minority communities have also been falling behind. Among college graduates, white families report six times the median wealth of African-American and Hispanic families. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Friday Morning Economic Report. The World Economic Forum, the organizers of that fancy economic forum in Davos, Switzerland, estimates that machines will be responsible for 52% of all workplace tasks by 2025. That's up from just 29% today. In a recently released report, the forum indicates that roughly 75 million jobs worldwide will be lost as machines take over more responsibilities. But that loss will be more than offset by the creation of 133 million new jobs. The major challenge will be training and retraining employees for the advancing world of work. As indicated by the Associated Press, the Future of Jobs 2018 report, upon which these estimates are based, is the second of its kind, and is based on a survey of executives representing 15 million employees in 20 economies. Report authors indicate that the global outlook for job creation has become more positive since the prior report in 2016 because businesses have a better sense of the opportunities made available by technology. Problematically, only one in three respondents intend to retrain at-risk workers. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.